This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In conversation between Mike Lindell and some listeners, one woman called from Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, and said they just found out a family member in his 50s is suffering from a drug addiction. Wife and kids have left, and Mike gave some great advice there. LindellRecoveryNetwork.org, a great resource. Also, some election questions. That'll be an online extra in our special Teddy Talk today. You can find that either at frankspeech.com or our social media today as well. So wanted to let you know that was an interesting conversation. We'll take Mike's suggestion and have the scientists on to talk a little bit about some of the mathematical analysis, too. Maybe as soon as tomorrow, future program for sure, and keep you posted on the Cyber Symposium as well. We have a business roundtable today. We do this about once a month, and looking forward to the conversation today with our business pros. And we're going to talk, this is a show where we talk about owning and running a company and the challenges that are there. And we're going to start a three-part series today on selling your business. So a lot of good entrepreneurs that have built great businesses that have provided for their families. And there's not a family member that wants to take over. What do you do? We're going to talk through that in a little bit. When it's time to sell the business, how you value it, pitfalls, all of that from folks that have been there, done that for so many others. So stay tuned for that. Bottom of the hour, we're going to meet a member of the Medora musical from Grafton, North Dakota. I love it. I love it. I love it when we have North Dakotans in the Medora musical. It happens often, despite the tryouts and people coming from all over. So that's kind of fun. We'll talk about that. And we also have another round of Radio Graffiti to find out who our winner is today of the MyPillow sheets. We'll have a texter and a caller before the end of the hour. I also would like to tell you about our friends at Newsmax. Do you know Newsmax is not on Midco? Midco would be the biggest cable provider in our part of North Dakota. But Newsmax is not on Midco. So if you have Midco and you want Newsmax, you need to know you now have a choice. Cable news getting you down? Well, Newsmax is very popular these days. More than 40 million Americans watching it, making it the fastest growing cable news channel. It's the new conservative channel everyone loves. And it is on major cable systems here in the Dakotas, a Dish, DirecTV, AT&T TV, not on Midco. So what is on Midco is 11 liberal news channels, not Newsmax. So that's why you call them. You say, I want Newsmax or I can switch. You get a marketing offer from Midco. Say, you know what, maybe, but you got to put Newsmax on. And you're going to see Senator Kevin Cramer, Senator Hoeven. You're going to see regular events with Donald Trump covered. The hosts, the guests are great. Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, Dick Morris, Nancy Franker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. There's also the free Newsmax app for your smartphone. You can start watching there. I go online, get news all day long, Newsmax.com, and watch Newsmax TV. I have it on Roku, so I can watch it on demand. I love that. So remember, when news breaks, go to Newsmax. It is a source I trust, and you will as well. Let me welcome to the program our business roundtable pros. Dan Stoller is here from Astarian Bank, Chad Flanagan with Ide Bailey, Tyler Levington with Onstead Twitchell, and Tom McDougall of High Point Networks. Good morning to one and all. We got three of the guys, Dan, Chad, and Tyler, in the studio with us today, even though I'm in Washington, D.C. They're back home in the studio, and Tom McDougall on the phone today. So let's start with this. Tom, you always get the first question. So we'll throw you the tough one. We're talking today about selling your business. So as a business owner, you know, when it comes time to sell High Point Networks, you say, what are my options out there? You want to sell your company. How do you get ready for it? How do you value it? All of those questions. Let's start with something, maybe a little simple. Clean titles for equipment. Why is that something I should be working on right now, Tom?
Well, you know, it's actually pretty simple. It's just like if you were trying to sell your car or your house and you didn't have a clean title, that would be really hard to sell, right? So and the same thing goes for a business. So in equipment, you probably – sometimes people end up with leases for equipment or loans for cars or vehicles that might go with it, or maybe there's a building involved. And you know, finding out at the last minute that there's a lien on some things that you weren't really planning on is going to jettison a sale pretty quickly. So you've got to spend some time with that. Now, I would go ahead and just have – so here's the interesting thing about today. I'm kind of like absolutely the last person that should be on this particular call because I use the guys that are on this call for this type of thing. So if you've got questions about the – you know, the title, I would absolutely be talking to your accountants or your attorneys and those types of things, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But trying to sell something that doesn't have a clean title is going to be a real issue, and that could be part of it. That's part of the asset sale side of the business, and it's not clean, it's gonna fail. So you got to make sure you clean that stuff up. I would start, if you were serious about selling your business, I probably wouldn't. Today, I'm just going to give you a little bit of an advertisement right quick here. Today, there's a lot of, at least in my industry, everybody and their grandma is trying to contact us in our industry to talk us into selling our businesses. Now, I'm pretty sure most of them are brokers who don't know really anything about our business. So if you're serious about selling your business, what I'd do is start a couple of years before you're really ready to sell and contact the guys like Chad at iBailey. And talk about what should my value really be. Contact people like Tyler at Onsted Twitchell and figure out the legal components of what you're trying to do, your contractual obligations, your leases, that type of thing. Contact your banker, make sure you're set up the best way to optimize your sale. And then the buyer, it becomes a really easy thing for the buyer at the end of the day. So that's what I would do. And you know, from a title perspective, make sure they're clean.
See, isn't that something? You go to Tom, and he just says, you know, I'm no good at this, but I actually use the pros. So that's why we go to him first, because he just lays it on the line right there. And Dan, how often do you find, when you're dealing with the clients at Starion Bank, that, oh, my gosh, we got some work to do when the time to come is upon their, you know, literally an offer on the desk? I mean, this is why you need to worry about it now, right?
Yeah, we just had a live example of this where we had a title issue that delayed a closing. And
I threw that one at Dan. Dan, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a title issue here recently that held up a closing and had a significant holdback as a result of the fact that the title wasn't in the company's name when they sold the asset. And so it does happen, and in our recommendation is always, if you're thinking about selling, even if you're not thinking about selling, let's make sure you get all your equipment titled properly, make sure the liens are in the right order. You know, some institutions aren't great at filing satisfactions, as an example, and so when you're ready to sell your real estate, you find there's liens from old loans outstanding. My recommendation, always keep that current as you're going. You know, don't wait till you're ready to sell. Obviously, with time, you got to make sure those things are in order, but always make sure if you pay off a loan, have the bank release your lien. If you pay off a mortgage, make sure the mortgage is satisfied. Those things will help keep your business clean ongoing, and so if you're ready to sell one asset out of your business fleet or the entire business, you know that you've got clean title.
All right, so I'm going to go to another question that I'm sure Tom has never done this, but I know I did when I started business. I do a lot of stuff just by handshake. I look somebody in the eye and say, if I can trust them, great. I'm not going to mess around with going to the next level, whatever. Obviously, you should. Thankfully, now Steve Hallstrom is president of our company, so we've cleaned this up a little bit. But, Chad, what are the pitfalls of handshake partnerships, especially when we're talking about selling a business?
Yeah, Scott, I think it's important that you do have that relationship with the other party. But these deals are so complex. There's so much to it that, you know, you really benefit from, first of all, working with a team so that you have an attorney, a tax accountant, a banker, those kind of resources. But as you work through that deal, it's so important to work through a letter of intent, and you talk about things like price but also terms. So is it a stock deal or is it an asset deal? What does the purchase price allocation look like? All these things, how much working capital do I have to keep in the business? Because you'll eventually need to work through those, and better to do it early than late in the process.
So, Tyler, have you ever had to button up a handshake deal? And when you're dealing with clients at Onsted Twitchell, how does that complicate things for a seller?
Yeah, far more than I would like. But the reality is that's part of more deals than it isn't. Someone's been running this company, this operation, for 30 years, and they do have very strong relationships with the people they work with. And that's great as long as they're the one running the operation. But you got to remember from the buyer's perspective, I'm buying a stream of revenue when I'm buying this business. And without a contract or without an agreement, you might tell me that, ah, don't worry, that stream of revenue is solid. But the buyer has no idea. They don't know what the terms are. Is that something that's going to go on for the next 30 years, or is the sale happen and that stream of revenue goes away?
Interesting, folks. This is something that, gosh, all the good hard work you put into a business, when it comes time to sell it, how do you value it? What do you need to think about? As Tom said, start now, because there's people hunting for businesses, and maybe some in your, that's your pot of gold. More on this coming up on What's on Your Mind. It's a business roundtable with the pros today. Questions or comments, welcome to. We'll continue after this.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Business roundtable today. I do this once a month, and I just learned so much. It's so fun. We got some pros here. Tom McDougall is the owner of High Point Networks. Great, great North Dakota entrepreneurial success, really is. Chad Flanagan, partner in charge at the Ide Bailey Fargo office. And Ide Bailey is, of course, a name with just synonymous with initially accounting, now consulting, do so many other things. gold standard brand. Dan Stoller, market president for Starion Bank, another North Dakota-owned entity. Love it. Tyler Leverington, shareholder, also business and corporate law attorney at Onstead Twitchell. So you got the pros here, and we're talking about some issues related to selling your business and what you need to think about in advance. Tom talked earlier about getting ahead of this, especially when you build your business. There's going to be people come kicking the tires. There's going to be different folks that are coming in and say, I think you've got enough business here that I know people that will want to buy it, so they'll come in and help you value it. So all those things are worthy of thinking about, and that's why we're prompting this conversation today. By the way, breaking news just in related to North Dakota politics. A petition format has been approved for a recall of Governor Doug Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. The recall chairman is Michael Coachman. Some folks may remember that name. Michael was a candidate for governor received, I don't know, I want to say like 10% of the vote. It wasn't a small amount, obviously not enough to make a difference, but was on the ballot in the last election. They would need to gather 89,464 signatures in order to get that on the ballot. We've seen it happen in California and other places. I don't envision that's going to be successful, given the last election results, but COVID is certainly something that we've seen since the last election, and no doubt that'll play a role, but nonetheless, it's just something that you'll be hearing about in the news in the coming days. All right, gentlemen, let's talk about just the idea of selling the business and how that is so very different than running the business in everyday business. Tom, I'm not suggesting that you're thinking about this, but obviously people are kicking tires and they want to know, hey, High Point Networks might be, worthy of being acquired by, Google or Apple or Microsoft or, some other mega IT company out there. And, running your day-to-day business, how different do you see the question of are we interested in selling being for you?
So we were just talking about that. And in my world, in my case, I would focus mostly on what's it mean for the team that I have. What's it mean for my people? Will they be allowed to continue autonomy, or will they be stuck into some corporate hierarchy where they're now just a number and part of a spreadsheet? We built our business around the idea that people have their own brains. They can function and make decisions on their own. And, we very rarely make our decisions by spreadsheet. So I would be focused on what is it that the is going to end up happening with our team and what's that long term. And I would imagine that buyer that would come to us with this, because this is what I would do. I'd be interested in employment contracts. I'd be interested in non-competes. You were talking about in the last segment there, you were talking about, handshake partnerships. Well, that would be one of the things I'd be mostly focused on is what is the guarantee that these folks are going to hang around? I mean, what if they don't like me? What if they don't like the new buyer? Will they just bail out? And so what am I buying? Am I buying a customer list? Am I buying a team of people? Am I buying a revenue stream? What is it that I'm actually buying? So those are some of the things that I would be focused on if I was looking at buying High Point, I guess.
Yeah, I'm the least of the experts here, but I will tell you, we bought a radio station one time from another group, and they had obviously ongoing business in the same competitive field. And when they know where every dollar is coming in, there's a fair amount of poaching that goes on. So that book of business is very different today than what it will be a year from now. So just something you need to think about. Chad, how about you on the question of everyday business operation that you know well versus selling? How different are they? How do you advise your clients at Ide Bailey?
Yeah, I think it speaks to the importance of having a team around you as well. You know, as Tom has built up his business and, he's doing things to help grow that business, he's not buying and selling businesses every day. And so just to urge you to get some help. And again, mention those key players are tax accountants and attorneys and bankers and things. But, it's an emotional process, too. It's something that can take 6 to 9 months, could take longer, a lot of ups and downs. Most business owners are used to working in their business and not on their business, so they need a little help, a little prompting to, as we mentioned before, get documents ready, clean things up, make this attractive to buyers in the marketplace.
And if you've even bought or sold a business before, maybe you've built something from scratch, but you can go and buy something. You know, Tyler, I'm curious from the standpoint of the legal side of it. I remember the first time I did, I'm like, you know, hey, handshake, got a deal, got a price. We bought it, you know, and then I go to the attorney and they're like, no, you got a purchase agreement, you got a memorandum of understanding, you got a whole lot of due diligence, this deal could go sideways, you know, you got to keep the emotion out of it, don't you, Tyler?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a good point that oftentimes the parties sit down and they'll come to me and say, hey, I've found a buyer and I think we've got a deal worked out. It's like, well, okay, that's great. You've had the initial conversation, but we really do need to bring the full team on board. And let's talk about the logistics of how your business works and how are we going to transition that? Because I can make it sound really nice and pretty and clean on paper, but we need to talk about the real world reality of how this transition is going to happen, what's actually going to occur. And that's what we need to capture in these agreements. There's a ton of detail, and those are just absolutely critical to making sure that not only the transaction gets to the finish line, but also then there's a smooth transition after we actually sign documents.
All right, here's the last question. I'll just go quickly around the round table here. I'll start with you, Dan. Dan Stoller, Starian Bank. Just in general, pitfalls or things that can hold up a sale, what's your best advice when folks are thinking about selling? Dan, you go first.
I think the best advice, again, is know what you've got, both buyer and seller. Know what you're getting. Know what you're selling. Make sure there's no hidden contracts, no hidden agreements. Make sure you truly understand what that transition is going to look like. Many times you think you're going to transition the business and it's going to be a smooth transition. The revenue is going to continue, but there's going to be hiccups. And always plan for contingencies. Always plan additional financing, additional dollars available for any hiccups that might happen, any contingencies that might be out there, and expect them and prepare for them.
Chad, give me your best 15 seconds on this.
Yeah, I think like Dan said, buyers, make sure you do your due diligence right in the agreements that you get 30, 60 days to really look under the hood. Sellers, make sure you're ready to sell. We've seen a lot of deals stalled because sellers figure out they're not actually ready to get out of the game yet.
Tyler?
Biggest things that I've seen make deals fall apart are assuming the other side knows or understands something that maybe they don't, or assuming something isn't as critical as it is in reality. And two is miscommunications and not having open lines of communication, which I've seen largely stem from not having the right team surrounding you and supporting you.
All right, next month we're going to take more of the piece of the puzzle of this and what happens on closing day, how organized you need to be, at a multi-part series here on selling your business. So listen for that. If you missed any of today's segment, you want to find it on our website, you can do that. If you have any questions or a specific situation, hey, reach out to one of these panelists, Tom at Google, High Point Networks, Chad Flanagan, partner in charge, I. Bailey, Fargo office, Dan Stoller, market president for Starian Bank, and Tyler Leverington from Onstead Twitchell. Guys, thanks a bunch. We're coming up on What's on Your Mind from Washington, D.C.
Everything feels better when you have a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Its smooth cinnamon and spice will keep you warm and relaxed on the inside, no matter what's going on in the world around us. And now you can enjoy a brand new flavor from North Dakota Sweet Crude. Introducing Sweet Crude Orange. Same smooth finish with a splash of orange. Taste both flavors for yourself with a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude or Sweet Crude Orange at your local liquor store and relax.
The 10 best days of summer are near. Get ready because the Red River Valley Fair is back, and it's better than ever. Get your Mega Pass today that gets you unlimited gate admission and unlimited rides from July 9th through the 18th. Bring your friends for the 10 best days of summer. Get your Mega Pass today at RedRiverValleyFair.com before those prices go up. You don't want to miss the fun at the 10 best days of summer at the Red River Valley Fair, all in West Fargo.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Republicans blocked what they called a signature Democrat election bill that would radically transform America's electoral system and grant the federal government more control over the country's elections. The Senate voted 50-50 Tuesday, failing to meet the 60 votes needed. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
By now, the rotten inner workings of this power grab have been thoroughly exposed to the light. We know that it would shatter a decades-old understanding that campaign finance law should have a bipartisan referee. and turn the Federal Election Commission into a partisan majority cudgel for Democrats to wield against their political opponents.
The bill did not include voter ID, something most Americans want. The Arizona audit of the 2020 presidential election is entering its final week, and volunteers are working overtime to complete the paper examination portion of the audit. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
What's on your mind? Life in the nation's capital. I'm in the swamp. I did promise you I'd tell you a little bit more about one of the reasons I'm here. I touched on this a little bit at the beginning of the program, but we are undertaking an effort to bring back journalism to the news business. I know this is radical. I can't even believe we're actually thinking about taking this on. But I've said for some time, fake news, bias in the media, corruption in corporate media is, in fact, a business opportunity. It's a business opportunity. It is, news has gotten so bad, you can't trust it. Kevin Flynn says it better than anybody. Question everything, especially when you're reading a news article. Why is this in the news? Why isn't that in the news? What are the sources for this story? What are their motives? Am I being told in this story basic facts, or am I getting opinion? Those are things we all need to ask ourselves when we are consuming news. And more often than not, the answers aren't good. They are not good. So we are undertaking an effort to have a Center for Journalistic Integrity to do two things. One, report on the news in a free, fair, free market, journalistic integrity kind of way. Just the basics. Tell me the facts. Honestly, I don't want news sources that are seen as conservative or liberal. I want news to be news. What it's supposed to be, and it's not anymore. It's agenda journalism. It's bad. So our effort will be actually reporting the news in places like Washington, D.C., Bismarck, St. Paul, Pierce, South Dakota, and in our major cities here in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota, but also to train tomorrow's journalists so you show them how to do it. So this is an effort work I don't talk about a lot on the radio because it's in its infancy right now and going. It's one of the reasons Charlie Kirk is coming to Fargo. To help us raise funds for this. And if you think this is something that would interest you in the way of an ongoing donor relationship with a 501c3 organization for journalistic integrity, we'd love for you to be in the Fargo vicinity at the Avalon Event Center on July 14th to meet Charlie Kirk, to have a dinner on us, and learn a little bit about these efforts. There also will be some other organizations there that you'll meet that are of a like mind, including a new entity called Freedom Matters USA, which is basically today's MAGA movement, today's Tea Party, and an effort for the grassroots conservative cause to have a home
in 2021. So all that will happen on July 14th, if this sounds like it's something that interests you, send me an email. Just ScottH@flagfamily.com. There will also be a ticketed event for Charlie Kirk. Anybody welcome. I hope you bring kids to that. We're going to do a little happy hour at 8 o'clock on the 14th as well. So not everybody has the capacity to be a donor. There's limited seats for that anyway, and we still want you to be able to meet Charlie Kirk and see him. He will be coming back, by the way, for North Dakota Conservative Advocates in September, and that will be a wonderful event. And probably a chance for more people to meet Charlie, because we have seating capacities on both events. The happy hour and the dinner are capped at about 200 people each. But he'll be here this fall when students are back. And North Dakota Conservative Advocates done a nice job fostering that relationship with Charlie Kirk. Chapters, I guess, on college campuses and high schools with Turning Point USA. So a lot of kids getting fired up about the lessons they're learning from Charlie Kirk. So pretty cool. And as we know, there's a little bit of a transformation on your radio dial these days, because Rush Limbaugh sadly has gone to that great radio studio in the sky. And so on 5 of Decay Fire, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton now are in that spot. And on our stations, Charlie Kirk is on this spot. So this is tomorrow's conservative movement at work. So I think it's something that you just got to, at some point, the gray hairs like me have to go out to pasture, and those new voices need to take over. So a little bit about that. And again, my email if you want to learn more about all of that, ScottH@flagfamily.com. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at DAC Diesel. CJ and his team can fix you up if you need anything in the way of diesel repair, maintenance. They also have a great additive. DACDiesel.com. DACDiesel.com. Give CJ and the team a call. They'll take great care of you. Also brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. And lowest price fuel. That's nice. Also, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. That's nice. And at all their locations, everything from caramel rolls to the chicken to the 4 for $4 deal. And let me just make you hungry, because today, yes, today, we have some great specials at PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. For instance, if you're traveling I-94, you pull into Valley City location at PetroServe USA. Swedish meatballs, a great choice. Lasagna, a great choice. Two of them. Also, Swedish meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Lasagna, downtown Fargo, MP Avenue. Out in Yulin, Minnesota, Tater Tot Hot Dish. That's what I'm talking about. Glendon, chicken cordon bleu. When do you go to a quote-unquote convenience store, fill up with gas, and go inside, and there's chicken cordon bleu waiting for you? Are you kidding me? Beef tips on 12th Avenue, 929. A little chef's choice surprise in Harwood today. There you go. PetroServe USA. All right. Our next guest is a real live member of the Medora Musical Cast. Elena Droog is here. Elena, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm better now that I have a Grafton, North Dakota native, part of the of the wonderful Medora Musical. Nice to know North Dakota kids are getting a chance in that Medora Musical. I know it happens often, but congratulations on that.
Well, thank you so much.
Tell me what I need to know about this year's musical. It never disappoints. Every year has its own special touch. What are folks going to see if they come to this year's Medora Musical?
Well, they're going to see a lot of great dancing, for sure, and a lot of great singing, as always. but it takes us through the history of North Dakota, hitting some highlight points. The theme this year was, like, some power couples that have come through the town of Medora and made it what it is today. So that's one of the, that's what you're going to see for the storyline. But as always, there's fireworks and, like I said, dancing and singing, and it's a lot of fun for everyone. So.
Tell me about your part. Tell me about what talents you bring to the stage for the Medora Musical. Are you one of the Burning Hill Singers, which I know is every year, again, a great tradition, but just tell me what you do, how we can look for Elena on the stage of the Medora Musical.
Well, I do lots of the singing and dancing, but actually in the opening number, we're all in rainbow costumes, so if you want to catch me, I'm in the color orange, but I have a couple of songs beginning. And then, of course, being one of the North Dakota signs as a North Dakota kid. And I get to do lots of fun things. I get to go out in the audience. We get to roller skate this year, a little fun.
Oh, my. Ride.
Yeah. So if you're watching the show, look out for those parts. And, yeah. Hope you enjoy them.
That sounds good. And there's always a salute for veterans, right? We salute those that serve our great country. So I assume that's included again this year?
Yes, of course.
So great. It is so wonderful. Did you go to the Medora Musical as a child, Elena?
Yes, I did. I think I saw my first show when I was 9 years old, and I've got to see it a few times since then. So being in the show now is just so surreal.
That is so cool. Is that what the first time you saw it? Do you remember it? I mean, what do you, as a child watching the Medora Musical, what do you remember most?
Well, I think I just remember being so fascinated and so inspired, honestly. Probably one of the first things I saw that got me into theater and performing. You know, one of my first exposures to this amazing art that I get to do every night.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
and the different acts, too, are always a treat. I mean, there's different ones all the time at the Medora Musical throughout the year. But the main event at Medora is the musical. You're probably taking a breath during the intermission act, but can you give us a little clue of what's up right now?
So the first feature act performer we have is John Cassidy. He's a comedian. He's really hilarious. I personally haven't gotten to watch him, but sitting backstage, I get to hear some of the jokes and some of the little shenanigans happening on stage, and it looks like a lot of fun. So.
They are really great. They will spice your life with it as well. You can't see it enough. The Medora Musical is great fun. By the way, the Medora Gospel Brunch is fantastic. That is great. And some new things added all the time. The Great American Folk Show is new in Medora this year, which is kind of nice. You can find all this at Medora.com. The Teddy Roosevelt Show, 330 Mountain. I mean, go soak it in. Learn all you need to learn about the 26th president, brought to life thanks to the talents of Joe Wiegand. The new Eyes, Up to Your Eyes in BS, Bill Sorensen. That's the initials for Bill Sorensen. Illusions, great comedy. You're going to laugh. That's in the Old Town Theater as well. Magic Through Time, Theodore and Edith, Conversations with the Roosevelts, and mark your calendars for Tiger Lily, live in concert on July 5th. So a lot going on. The new Bully Pulpit Golf is great. Love, love, love Medora. We got to start planning a trip out there right now for the broadcast of What's on Your Mind. Todd, you in? Kevin, you in?
Are
you
up to? Yeah, absolutely. By the way, too, I saw the Tiger Lily show is the only full band show that they're going to do on that tour, I believe. So
that's something.
Yeah.
That'd be great. And I want to see Elena, too. So, Elena, one, give us, if there were any reason at all, the reasons from the time you saw it as a child to performing in it this year, what is the reason every North Dakotan has to see the Medora Musical this year?
Oh, this year. That's a great question. If I were to say one thing, this year, come to see it just for that little taste of history. It's just so amazing hearing these stories about our state and how it was made and this town. It's so magical.
It's hard to pick one thing. So
you did right.
The North Dakota history, fill your bucket. You know, and say, gosh, that's the best of North Dakota. That's the best of America right there. And what great talent, including homegrown talent like Elena Drew of Grafton. Thank you, Elena. We'll see you at the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com.
Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. It's kind of running all over the place. I got some stuff going on in Medina, New John's Lake. We just did a bit up there today, so things are picking up. Schedule's filling in, so if you guys need any projects done, water line, electrical, you know, anything you need bored or dug in, give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar today.
Trenchless. If folks are wondering, gosh, I might need this, you inspect the damaged pipe for free, right?
Yeah, we come out there and figure out a solution for you, and it's painless for the customer. People think, oh, it's going to cost an arm and leg, and it really doesn't. In the long run, it's fairly cheap to get done.
If you're worried about pipes bursting, if you're worried about pipe lining, the inspection of sewer and water lines, and, of course, as we said, trenchless, it's the way to go. RedDrilling.com, two D's in that, RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now, 934-1134, and get yourself on the schedule from RedDrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Fresh baked muffins, homemade cookies, personal pepperoni pizza right out of the oven with cheesy or garlic bread. These items and so many more all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Come on in. The 4-for-4 deal, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day long, every day. Best deal in town at a PetroServe USA. And the lowest price fuel, Marathon, Senex, PetroServe USA brand. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, what's not to love, PetroServe USA.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
On Your Mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. They're arriving daily. New Buicks, GMCs, hurry while they last. Those do come with Schwann's legendary lifetime warranty, a lifetime of protection at no extra cost. It also applies to just about all the late model used vehicles as well. Just in case Buick or GMC isn't your thing, you're an F-150 or Ram fanboy, can hook you up to 2021 GMC Acadia 5350 purchase allowance on most models. Add up to 16% off MSRP on 2021 Buick SUV models. Find out more. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
I have a prize today in the form of a set of sheets from Mike Lindell. Two sets, actually, because right now you get 2 for 1 from Mike Lindell. Best price ever. Buy one, get two, and free shipping. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Radio graffiti for the rest of the hour. You were warned when we started the show we were going to do this. 1 minute, 1 minute only, and I still have a set of sheets to give away for a listener that calls us at 258-0550-701-258-0550 or text me at 701-367-2054, and we'll get that on pronto, okay? Brought to you today in part by Advanced Business Methods as well. Do you know they're employee-owned? And since 1971, 50 years now, their clients are numero uno. Top-of-the-line equipment for print, copy, document solution needs. They serve not only North Dakota, Northwest Minnesota, Eastern Montana, Northern South Dakota as well. So if you're within the sound of my voice in one of those places, abmnow.com, abmnow.com. You know what they're really good at? The hackers, the bad folks, can come in to your network through your printer unless you go to abmnow.com and protect yourself. Very good idea. Texter says, don't be too surprised, Scott, if the recall push gets the necessary signatures. Governor Burgum isn't as universally liked as you may think. Yes, Coachman only received 10% of the vote. He has a problem with name recognition, and the fact that he previously ran for office as a Democrat doesn't help his electability. Therefore, many people voted for Burgum as a choice for the lesser of the two evils, or the enemy we know. But don't be surprised if a lot of people who aren't excited about Burgum start coming out of the woodwork. And polls showing the governor's high approval rating somewhat skewed because Republicans are going to say the Republican governor is doing a good job. Yeah, I think maybe in the middle of COVID and a mask mandate, you may be right. I just don't think there's enough people. I mean, it's hard not to like the direction of North Dakota right now when you look at the other 49 states, or 48 for sure. South Dakota's right up there with us under great governance by Kristi Noem. And I actually think South Dakota's done some things better related to COVID, no doubt about it. We did have a mask mandate. That took away some freedom, although it was the shortest mask mandate of the country. Still ticked some people off, right? And so I think there's that. I think the governor is maybe a little less conservative than we first thought. But I think by and large, when you weigh everything, you know, given his business skills, given his clear love for North Dakota, I think there's way more good than there is things that would cause you pause. And I think average, you know, if you're, a member of the Bastiat caucus, for instance, or people that are more conservative than a majority of the legislature that are Republicans are, you would not be happy. But that's not a grassroots, you know, large contingency. That is kind of an echo chamber politically. I respect them and their views because I probably would side 9 times out of 10 as much with the you know, strong conservatives that I would with the more liberal Republicans, which, you know, sometimes you wonder if there's more of them than of us in the state. Honestly, when Republicans hold every statewide office, all three of the congressional delegations and a supermajority of the legislature, there's going to be a wide range of political spectrum there. That's just reality. And so we're not going to be happy with all of it. But I don't think there's people who get up every day and say, that Burgum, I want him to go. And we'll find out. If there's 89,000 of them, then there'll be a question on the ballot, and then there'll be another campaign. And you know what? That's okay. Just like the Fargo school board election right now. Right? I mean, there's 4 school board members being recalled. All that means is if enough people are upset about the job of the Fargo school board, then guess what? There's another election. Oh, the horror of it all. We'd have to have another election. Oh, my gosh. Texter says, Burgum's 2 vetoes were the final straw for me. He will never get my vote again. Let's see. That must be what? The mask mandate, which was overridden. And I'm guessing the other one would be on the transgender stuff. And, you know, that listener's not alone. Another texter says, I heard a cattle feeder that sold 1,500 fat steers, barely broke even, well, the Packers made $1.5 million at $1,000 profit per head. Are we going to finally see some action or more political lip service? I want action, And I'd love to know from that listener, in addition to what address you'd like me to send your sheets, what kind of action you want. What is the action you want? All right? I wish I had more time for radio graffiti. Here's what I'll do. The other set of sheets will go to the next person that leaves a insightful comment on our 24/7 Feed the Buffalo hotline, 855-200-1776. Give me your best minute. You got a half hour to send it, 855-200-1776. Okay? For Todd the Radio God, for Kevin Flynn, I'm Scott Talks-A-Lot, and we're out of time on What's On Your Mind. Back to do it all over again tomorrow from the nation's capital. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.